I am Sandra Ezekwesilianzis. I have hard facts. First hard fact of the day, I beg to differ returns on the 8th of August, 2022. I hope you're ready. Oh, I'm looking forward to it. I don't know about you. We have the kids ready. We have the judges ready. We have the money ready. You remain you. So tell someone to tell someone to tell someone else. The biggest debate show on radio is back in August. And if you're tuning in for the first time today, welcome. 1 million Lagosians cannot be wrong. Thank you for listening to Hard Facts. I have a great show for you. We'll start with the big three, Global Edition. But before we get into it, I saw a video on the internet allegedly emanating from Ijesha here in Lagos. So you have this woman reporting that thugs came to their church parish where they were trying to register for, their PVCs, right? So thugs came there and collected the instrument. Let me play for you the report yourself.
This is...
Apologies about the quality of that sound.
This is St. Bridget Catholic Church, where there's supposed to have been a PVC collection and registration today. To our greatest amazement, the police are just coming in. Some hoodlums came into the Catholic Church, carried away the machine, depriving a lot of people from registration, saying that if they register, they are likely to vote for Peter Obi. Is that what we continue to face in this country? Is that what we continue to face? Are we not going to take this country back? With this kind of situation, how are we going to take this country back? How are we going to fight this corruption? How are we going to take this country back and let the country continue to move? Now, as I'm talking to you now, a lot of people are disenfranchised. A lot of people are discouraged. A lot of people are stranded. We don't really know where we are facing in this country. Where are we going? How can somebody come into a church, a reputed church like this magnitude, come to carry the machine with which they are giving PVC today? Today, 29th of July, 2022, where are we going, Nigeria? Reporting this issue now is Dr. Ambassador Princess Okoje Idemudia from St. Bridget Catholic Church, Ijesha. Thank you and God bless you all.
And people online are talking about that occurrence. We'll talk about it a bit more on Monday during the big weekend. But if you would like to drop a few thoughts on that story, feel free to go ahead. Even though on Fridays, we let Nigerian stories rest and we move on to stories happening in other parts of the world. Now, if what she's talking about is accurate, I do hope that that situation is rectified as soon as possible by the Lagos State Government, by the police, and by INEC officials themselves. If you were there at St. Bridget's Catholic Church, Ijesha, and you witnessed this thing happen, would love to hear from you as well. But the main things we're talking about on today's Big Three Global, Emmanuel Macron is hosting Mohammed bin Salman. Then we'll talk about Western Europe turning to nuclear energy. And then let's talk about the U.S. government offering to free a convicted arms dealer to bring an American basketball star home. At 4 o'clock, Agogo will be here with Public Square. After that, Music and Moments with Ifeanyi and Sam will take the air. Expect news, business and sports at the top of the hour, every hour. But let's get started with the Big Three Lagos. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili and these are your hard facts.
Information at its peak. This is 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm listening.
The Big Three. Global Edition on Hard Facts.
Is the West putting energy security over human rights? Will the energy crisis make the West embrace nuclear power? And will the U.S. free a convicted arms dealer to save two citizens. Those are your big three, Global Edition, Lagos. Let's talk. Mohammed bin Salman has visited Emmanuel Macron in France. That's our first story. MBS is, of course, the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia. He's also the unofficial ruler because the king is very sick. But he's also believed to have ordered the murder of Jamal Khashoggi. You remember the journalist that was killed, right? In fact, a UN investigation said that Khashoggi's death was extrajudicial killing for which Saudi Arabia is responsible, end quote. And America's CIA claims that MBS gave the order directly. But these days, none of this is stopping the West from playing nice with MBS. Last Friday, we talked about how Joe Biden visited him in Jeddah. Today, we're talking about Macron hosting him in Paris. These are people who have been shunning him for years. Suddenly, they've had a change of heart. And we know the reason why. Energy. Russia's invasion of Ukraine, the West's response, all of that have disrupted global energy supplies. Russia is reducing gas supplies to Western Europe. Diesel supplies worldwide have dropped. So energy prices are going through the roof. The West is desperate to bring those prices down again. They're desperate enough to play ball with MBS. Macron, like Biden, is getting serious backlash. Amnesty International said that they are profoundly troubled by the visit because of what it means for our world and what it means for Jamal Khashoggi and people like him, end quote. Opposition parties are also attacking Macron. But he says that if France wants to push for improved human rights in Saudi Arabia, they have to keep the relationship alive. But is this really about keeping the relationship alive? Or is this simply about pump prices and energy supply? Is the West putting energy security ahead of human rights? 0700-993-993-993-993-01-465-7190. Those are the numbers to call. WhatsApp is available as well. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Hello. Thanks for calling us.
Yeah. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
Yeah, my name is Ifine.
Hi, Ifine. Welcome.
Sorry, yeah. Now, you can see what is going on in Nigeria, right?
Okay.
Now, the first thing I would say is that we should stop throwing up our hands in the air. I mean, everybody has told us to resort to self-help. From federal government to state government officials, everybody has agreed and admitted that the state government, that the state of Nigeria has failed. In other words, people should resort to self-help. Now, what happened in that Catholic church? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah, what happened in that Catholic church? I keep saying, why are people waiting for anybody to intervene? Waiting for a Lagos state government that is in the pocket of some people? Who are you waiting to intervene? What, people should match. These thugs are human beings, for God's sake. The Igbos are human beings. Match them stone for stone, bullet for bullet with the army and police.
Okay, no, I'm not going to allow you to encourage people to be violent because that's not what we want to happen. We want to be able to solve these problems amicably. If everybody is armed, if everybody is fighting, if everybody is stoning each other, it's going to deteriorate really terribly. And that's not something we're looking to do. 99.3, hello. Hello. Hello.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
My name is Dambaba.
Hi, Dambaba. Welcome.
Thank you. I know you've watched the video. I can see the van that just arrived there.
Yes.
You know that the van itself got spoiled when the man got there.
Oh, really? How do you know this?
Check the unless it's not the same video that you and I watched. You know, the man was opening the van, the bonnet. Look at the state of that vehicle. You see, we are not serious in this country. I was at the police station yesterday and the day before yesterday. I feel sorry for the average Nigerian police because each time when things happen, we call on them. These people are not well equipped. They, if you go to their offices and where they live life like animals, to be honest with you. It's just the people who put our life in their hands. Why are we deceiving ourselves? Look at that policeman. I swear to God, that policeman not to hold me if I've tried. This one not be tried, please. Look at, what that video again? If I'm lying, tell me that I'm lying.
All right, Dambaba, thank you very much for calling. Remember, we're not talking about this story. I'm just letting you comment on it because it happened just before I got on air. And, you know, if something important like that happens in Lagos, you should know about it. We've got Christopher on the line. Hi, Christopher. Are you still there? No, Christopher is not there anymore. All right, let's talk to Azu Frank. Azu Frank joins us from Indonesia. Hi, how are you?
Hello, good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon, welcome.
Yeah, on the topic today about MBS and Macron, again, I want to emphasize this. I've said this several times on your program. It is all about self-interest. Everyone looks out for himself. Forget human rights or whatever we're talking about here. Presently, like Macron, the West, they are on their knees economically. They need MBS. What happened with Jamal Khashoggi will be comfortably swept under the carpet. Nobody's going to be talking about it. In fact, Khashoggi is a sacrificial lamb. He should have known. He knows his country, where he's, the country where he's coming from. Human rights is not in that country. I don't mention the name. They behead people over there. America is aware of all this. Look, Trump, Sandra, when that thing happened, Trump was the president. Do you know what he said?
What?
He said, we have a deal of $400 billion with these people. How do you expect me to be angry with him? He wants to buy arms from us. What, $400? And you expect me to be angry with him that he killed? Please. The CIA came and said, okay, we have done our own investigation. At the end of the day, it is all about personal interest. Let's not beat about it. Let's not monopin time. There is no get as you want to be. It is it. Everyone looks out for himself. Again, I like to end the, my conversations with how much are we looking out for ourselves as a country, Nigeria?
Because it feels like this is an opportunity that we could have, like, you know, tapped into.
Yeah. Are we looking out for ourselves? But instead, we shoot ourselves on the foot. Sandra, make other people call her back.
Frank, thank you very much for calling. But I do like, though, that we are working on this deal with Algeria and Niger. I told you on the update tonight, on the update this afternoon, that Algeria, Nigeria, and Niger have signed an MOU to build a natural gas pipeline across the Sahara Desert. That's a good thing. It's supposed to start from Warri in Nigeria and then end in Algeria, in Hassi, Algeria. Then it's now connect from there to Europe. That's a pretty great thing if we can pull it off. This pipeline is estimated to cost $13 billion. And it could send up to 30 billion cubic meters a year of supplies to Europe. And this is something that they've been talking about doing for decades. It's a potential opportunity for Europe to diversify where it gets its gas from. So if it happens, Nigeria could be eating good. Could be eating good, good. 0700-993-993-993. Hello. Thanks for calling us. Hello. Can you hear me? Sorry about that. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
Goziwagi. Allow me 30 seconds to digress more.
Digress to where?
Nigerian men have disappointed me. Some of them enjoyed their papa Ujoji money of 1973 to 1980. They are not talking. They will sit down for Papa and say, look, we match. Concerning what happened in the Catholic Church, auntie, is it a bad thing to vote for PDOB?
Okay, we're not talking about what happened in the Catholic Church. I know I shared that story with you, but I told you that, don't worry. We'll talk about it on Monday, on the big weekend, 3 p.m. Monday. Tune in. Talk to me about it to your heart's content. But for right now, we're leaving Nigeria to rest. We're talking about what what's happening in other parts of the world, because that's what we do every Friday on this segment. Bear with me, please. Don't be angry. 99.3, hello?
What is happening now, Sandra?
What's your name, sir?
This is your senior special advisor, Chris.
Hi, Chris. Welcome.
The network is behaving funny.
Hello.
Please, that pipeline of 18, I can't wait for that thing because the biggest gas plant is in my local government, Ndokwa East.
Oh, nice.
Benekuku, to be precise.
Nice.
I'm telling you, in West Africa is the biggest gas plant.
That's nice.
So this is an opportunity, but my fear now, the people running the affairs, would they make good use of whatever will come out of that project? Even my family land, there is an oil company that their pipeline passed through my land.
Okay.
So I don't know if it's part of this one. But I want to beg them, those who are running their affairs.
You're always begging somebody.
Oh, no, that is me. Or my sister. I'm not going to fight. Maybe they say you don't encourage their violence, right?
You can be non-violent without begging.
We don't have militants in my own area. Or I don't know of other parts. So,
okay.
So we don't make trouble.
Okay.
So please, let them make use of this opportunity for us.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Damola says, if there's no energy, which human right will there be to protect? All right, great point. John is on the line. Hi, John.
Good
afternoon, sir.
I am John Jack, calling from Banana Island.
Welcome, John Jack, from Banana Island.
I want to comment on the Ijisha, where you say the police is snatched. The registration.
No, be police. So, Nagbero do am. No, be police do am.
Okay, thank you very much.
But we know they talk about them now. We'll go talk about them on Monday because I know what make we derail waiting with the talk. Waiting with the talk now. Now, Oyibo stories. No, things will happen for other parts of the world. Now, they talk now. We know they talk Nigerian matter. Understand? Thank you. 99.3, hello.
Hello, is that Sandra?
This is Sandra. What's your name?
Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Happiness from Ikorodu.
Hi, happiness. Welcome.
Ah, Sandra, what a good news. I'm so excited. That second one you read now. So excited. So we can hear this kind of good news in this country.
We can.
Wow. Sandra, I'm excited.
Okay.
I can't wait for that project. Come
yes,
on.
So. We hope it works.
Sandra, I don't want to hear other news. I'm okay with this one. Have a lovely weekend.
Have a lovely weekend, happiness. Thank you very much for calling. Our second story is still about the West. Making adjustments on energy. The European Parliament has classified nuclear energy as green energy. Like we said in story one, the war in Ukraine has changed a lot of things. A lot of EU leaders feel like they couldn't deal with Putin forcefully because they rely on Russian gas to keep the lights on. And now they're trying to fix that. That's why the EU suddenly wants its member nations to invest in nuclear power. Europe was not always dependent on Russian energy. In the 70s, 80s, and I think all the way to the 90s, they had domestic power from coal, from gas, and in some cases, nuclear. But since then, they've been closing down their coal and gas power supplies, power plants, because of the environment and carbon emissions. They also started cutting nuclear because of the anti-nuclear protests in the 80s and the 90s. That's what made all of them turn to Russia for energy supply. Now, let me be clear about one thing. Nuclear power does not contribute to climate change. Nuclear power, when it's working properly, does not harm the environment. Even the nuclear waste from the power plants, when properly handled and insulated, it doesn't harm. It's only when there's an accident, that's when we see environmental damage and we see radiation. We've seen that 3 times. We saw it in Three Mile Island in America. We saw it in Chernobyl in the Soviet Union and in Fukushima in Japan. So 3 incidents. But those 3 incidents were enough to get most Western nations to abandon nuclear. They're coming back to nuclear because the Ukraine war has shown them that they are vulnerable to Russia. And that's a big lesson in how countries put their strategic interests ahead of other concerns. But let's also talk about how this could affect energy markets. Imagine if 15 years from now, most EU nations are using nuclear power for 80% of their electricity. Suddenly, they'll stop buying natural gas from Russia. But that's going to affect gas prices globally. Gas will be cheaper because demand is lower. Imagine how that will affect oil and gas producers like, say, Angola and Russia and and Saudi Arabia and Venezuela, even Nigeria. Has the EU's decision to start a chain, you know, has it, the EU's decision to go back to nuclear power for their energy resource, has it started a, what's the word I'm looking for now, a chain reaction that could change oil economies forever? Share your thoughts with me after this break. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Don't go away.
Will the EU fully embrace nuclear? How will that affect the power of OPEC? How will it affect poorer oil and gas producers like Nigeria?
0700-993-993-993. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. On Fridays from 3 to 4, we let Nigeria rest and we take on stories from other parts of the world. This is Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Hello. Good afternoon.
Hi.
Hi.
Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I'm Juliet from Maja.
Juliet, long time no hear.
Don't worry, from 8th of November, of August, you'll be hearing from me. that's why I even called that you'll be receiving my calls now from 8th of August.
August, okay.
I'm waiting for that day. Well done. Okay. Well done, good job.
All right, thank you. Okay, Juliet. 99.3.
Hello. Foreign news.
Okay.
Roku, Auntie. Foreign news, I want to say. That prince is looking for what you call international and pity to wash him out of him being accused of Khashoggi death. Now, France are now looking for him because of the nuclear energy issue, because of Ukraine and Russia fight. Are you hearing me?
Okay.
The foreign, the Western world are very, very diplomatic and highly sensitive. But to my friend, he say, Auntie, you are blessed. They are flaring gas at the LMA, Western. Tomorrow night, they will not invite the police. They make you go help us, give us nuclear energy.
How do you know that? How do you know that LMA is my place?
Enugu is your place. Enugu is LMA is your maternal home. If you are not a material, Auntie, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Okay, this one, the investigative journalist. We've got Joy Forever who says, Macron knows Russia is dealing with Europe and West, so befriending MBS is a must. Making nuclear energy green energy is should be taken with caution. Chernobyl, Fusiko is a lesson that we have not gotten over. Gas will still be a force in the next 50 years. I love reading from Joy Forever on Twitter. Let's take a look at the messages we've got on WhatsApp after we speak with Matthew. Hi, Matthew.
Yeah, Sandra, how you doing?
I'm okay. How are you doing?
Not bad. You see, I just had a call today. It's Matthew from Mazamaza, right?
Welcome.
See, all this is showing the hypocrisy of the West.
Right.
Now, all of a sudden, nuclear power becomes green because they're having power issues.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? If you even look at the U.S., all right? They are shutting down their whatever pipelines, you know, that to do with their fossil fuel. But I think they to buy this particular thing in their country from Saudi Arabia and every other country.
Mm-hmm.
This is pure hypocrisy.
Mm-hmm.
I believe Africa, we have come of age and we have smart people. If you begin to think for ourselves, we should do things that protect our interests. Talking about Nigeria, we should do things that gives us a competitive advantage over the world.
Mm.
Come on. So if today the European Union is saying that nuclear energy is now green because they're having a power crisis, so we should not listen to them. If they're having power crisis, we should use the nuclear, whatever we have, we should have fossil fuel until we are independent, until we can generate our power maximally, so we can look at other options.
Mm.
That's what I believe. So this has also showed what I've been telling some of my friends who are fishing this green thing all over the world. For crying out loud, in Africa, we're eating on leaves, and they say we're barbarians, that we need cars, that we need bridges. And all of a sudden now, they want telling us again that those cars are affecting us, that we need to plant more. Come on. This is pure hypocrisy. This is true. So I don't know if it's true. This is pure hypocrisy, okay? But I believe that the leadership we have in Africa nowadays is it's the low people leading the very bright people. I pray that we have a leadership, both in Nigeria, come to the I pray that we have a leadership that is that has to be from the best of us, so that we begin to take advantage of what we have and begin to think for ourselves.
Okay, thank you very much, Matthew, for calling. I loved talking to you. Ima from Ejibo says, it's because of this pipeline connection that made the UN to wake up from their slumber to ask... see rumors now. Now, wow, Ima, where you get this your story from? Gatti Nation says, it's becoming obvious that the world is moving towards a new order. Good afternoon, President. Sadly, that's my parish. Russia won't serve them breakfast. Damian from Ijesha with that message. All right. Here's a message from Namdi, who is talking about what happened at that Catholic church. We're not talking about it just yet. We'll talk about it on Monday at 3 o'clock on the big weekend. So set an alarm so that you and I can talk about it to your heart's content. Peter Yorinde from Anthony says, Sandra, EU and NATO or UN classifying nuclear as green energy is laughable. The best color you can give it is not give it brown, black energy like fossil fuel. Giving it the color red would be best. If they decide to go nuclear by diversifying energy consumption, Madam Sandra, Nigeria don't enter be that too. It means these people keep shifting the posts of advancement while Nigeria has not even become indigenous fossil fuel developed. Talk less of renewable energy. Not even dream nuclear. We're slowly relegating from third world to fifth world at this stage. Well, I don't think that that's entirely correct, because you look at this deal that we're going into with Algeria and Niger. You think about the fact that NNPC has become a private organization, I had a conversation with Sahara Energy on the show on Wednesday. I interviewed their head of strategy, and she seems to think that if NNPC runs the way it's supposed to run, now that it's an LLC, that it could usher in a new era as far as energy is concerned in Nigeria, in Africa, all over the world, you know. So I don't think, it just needs the right people to be at the helm of affairs. It just needs political will. I know that's something that we often lack here, but we have made a few moves that seem to be moves in the right direction. This MOU with Niger and Algeria, one of them. This NNPC thing, another one. So things could get interesting in a few years from now. You know, we just have to keep it together and ensure that we have the right people driving. Okay, more messages on WhatsApp. Alaba Alakbe says, where's the message from Alaba? It don't disappear. Okay, let me read another one here. It's good news for Nigeria and Nigerians, but the truth of the matter is that when the gas stuff eventually kicks off, it's going to be money for the boys that have turned Nigeria into the state she finds herself in today. Miolensky from Akute with that message. We're also distrusting of government with good reason, I know, but you know, sometimes a little bit of optimism is great. We've got a message here that says global politics is getting interesting. It's not all about Joe Biden. It's all about his citizens. All right. Thanks for your message. Here's one that says, okay. All right. I'm going to come back to that message. Someone is saying, Sandra, you get problem. You don't want people to comment. Yes, they should wait until Monday. Today, we're taking a look at Oyibo stories. Eh? Every day, Nigeria. You know the tire. Let's look at other people. Let's see what they're doing in their own countries. We can be inspired, or we can say, hey, our own better pass. So, Alaba says, Sandra, all of today's, all the questions you asked on today's topics, the answers are yes, yes, yes. Please celebrate me. Today's my birthday. Oh, happy birthday to you, Ashiwaju Jr. from Sabo Ijewu, Oneba. Happy birthday. Congratulations on turning 29. I wish you the greatest year possible. Hi, Sandra. I know it's world news on Friday, but sha, let me add Nigeria into this one. So with the Russian-Ukraine war, soaring oil prices, Nigeria is not taking advantage of these to meet production quota and make excess crude money. IBB benefited during the war in 1990 of Iraq and Kuwait. GEJ in 2011 during the world meltdown. My role model, PMB and Nigeria, is not benefiting now and likely will not benefit in hindsight. Ego Wario. All right, Chris. Chris, listening from Ghana. All right, Chris, thank you very much for your message. Henry Nejibo says, the West is playing political and economic games with third world countries. Okay, well, third world countries are not involved in this one, Sha, but I hear you. Here's Okay, sorry, don't vex. On Monday, we'll talk about it, eh? Sorry. Let me bring you our final story from the West protecting its energy interests to the West protecting its citizens. The Biden administration is ready to exchange a convicted arms dealer for two American prisoners in Russia. That's our third story. Brittany Griner is an American basketball star. She plays in the women's basketball, WNBA. She won Olympic gold for the USA. At the start of the Russia-Ukraine war, she was arrested in Russia for possession of cannabis oil. The Russian government insists that they're just following their own laws. She was caught with an illegal substance. She was arrested. The Americans insist that Russians are making her a scapegoat because of U.S. sanctions. Anyway, we're now getting reports that the U.S. State Department wants to make a deal for her freedom. And there's been lots of pressure from Americans to bring her home. And it seems that the government is bowing to the pressure from Americans to bring Brittany home. So according to the reports that we're getting, they've offered the Russians a swap, Brittany Griner and another American prisoner, in exchange for Victor Bout. Bout is serving a 25-year sentence in America for illegal arms dealing in Colombia. He's infamously known in the arms world as the Merchant of Death. I don't know if you have seen the movie Lord of War. Have you seen the movie Lord of War, starring Nicolas Cage? The character was allegedly based on Bout. He allegedly sold arms to rebels in Liberia and Sierra Leone and Angola and Mozambique and Afghanistan. He is from the Republic of Tajikistan in the former Soviet Union. And he has close ties to the Russian government. That's why the Russians have always insisted that he should be freed. And now the Biden administration is offering that freedom for the freedom of a basketball star. I want to hear what you think about that story. Does it say something about how highly the U.S. government values the lives of its citizens abroad? Then there's the issue of prisoner swaps themselves. People are very divided on prisoner swaps. You know, they have very different views about whether you should release terrorists or other criminals to secure somebody else's freedom. What do you think? That should probably be an I beg to differ topic. Oh, I should write that down. What do you think? 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. We've got WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. We've got Twitter at Nigeria Info FM. And we have Facebook. We're streaming live. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. Hello. Thank you very much for calling us.
Hello, Sandra. How are you? Hi. Alex here.
Welcome, Alex.
Yes, of course, it does say something about how much America values their citizens.
Okay.
I'm sure you know that there is really nothing like an ordinary American. When we talk about the ordinary Nigerian, it's like a term, it's like a taboo. You don't hear it anywhere about the ordinary American, because every American is just an American. Yes, that's how much they respect their citizens, okay? So without a doubt, yes, we know. I mean, you saw what happened the last time that there was news that an American was in the den of
terrorists.
Bad people, and how they came, how they came
in Nigeria,
and you know, without even, batting an eyelid.
What do you think about prisoner swaps?
It makes sense. You see, everybody has a price. I'm sorry, I don't want to use that word price. Everybody has a value. You understand? It's really, it's really international inmates.
Okay.
They have a value on them. So they are like high value. There are high value inmates that you keep for, you preserve them. Let me use the word preserve.
Okay.
Preserve them for occasions like this.
Okay.
You know? Yeah. Let me just quickly chip in something about natural gas. I know some of your callers don't want us to talk about.
Go ahead.
Yeah, they don't want to talk about Nigeria on Friday. But the truth is, you can't speak about natural gas in the world without speaking about Nigeria.
Right.
It's unfortunate. You see, if you look at Nigeria on paper, it's a beautiful country in terms of its potential. Is this, is that, is that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's always a wide gap between our potential and what we eventually achieve.
Mm-hmm.
You have described this beautiful gas pipeline. Of course, it's been in the works for so long.
For a while, yeah.
Although it has not yet hasn't kicked off, you see. But we always have this problem. That's why they say natural resources in Africa always end up in bloodshed. Do you understand?
Mm.
Because we are self-dealers. We deal for our own personal self, not for the country.
Mm-hmm.
There is something that we still have not accepted as Nigerians.
Okay.
It's about self. It's unfortunate. I wish we could do better, but that's just where we are now.
But here we are. Alex, thank you so much for calling us. 99.3, hello. Hello. Is anybody there? I don't think anyone's there. Call back if you can. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Good to have you on the show, sir. What's your name?
John from Oba.
Welcome, John from Oba.
Yeah, so it's not today that the Western powers and the powers that be in the world have been serving their own interests. It's only about their interests. Yeah, in this South Africa, where we have the quota there, and we have UN, and what with the atrocities the quota committed in South Africa, UN turned the other eye. Hello?
Okay.
They turned the other eye. Then, when we have the issue of all this bad governance in all over Africa, the international world told the others, and yet they are the one that is in custody of our money. They will steal our money and keep it with them. And they will not say anything. They gave us democracy, but the way we practice democracy is not the way they practice their own democracy there. Yet they didn't talk, just like the last talk. Teacher, they teach me bad nonsense. I no talk. And sooner they make mistakes, teacher, no talk. That's what they are. So
no, but if you, so here's the thing. They came and they said democracy is good. We saw it and we agreed that democracy is good. And we decided, okay, this is something we want to do for the rest of our lives.
Yes.
And then we said, we don't want you to be in charge of it anymore. We want to be in charge by ourselves. We want to be independent. And we became independent. So once you are independent and you're a sovereign entity, why are you still looking for outsiders to come and tell you how to do your thing instead of doing it by yourself?
But the outsider is the inventor of that system now.
No, now. So they can only consult and advise. And that's what these countries do. It's like you now. I don't know how old you are, sir. But right now, your mother and your father cannot tell you what to do. You decide what you want to do, how you want to do it, when you want to do it.
But they can always tell me that this is not the way to go.
And the Western nations do that. But you see, your mother and your father cannot punish you anymore because you're now a grown adult.
We're not talking about punishment. We have not been seeing them talking now.
What? No, they have been talking. Anything that's happening in Africa with elections, with human rights abuses, they talk a lot. What else do you expect of them?
That is number one.
Okay.
Two, it is only natural gas that we have in Nigeria here. We have bitumen too.
Mm-hmm.
Second to Canada, the largest all over the world, in Agbabu, in my state there.
Okay.
The leaders are not looking inwards.
Okay.
To see how they can harness our potentials.
Okay.
And make good use of it for our common development. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. Uche is on the line. Uche is not there anymore. Uche, I do hope you call us back. Women, call us on 01465-7190. Men, call us on 0700-993-993-993. Now, could our allies in the West and other parts of the world do much more to help us hold our leaders accountable? Yes. But they are doing as much as they can while also dealing with their problems. Don't forget that these people have their own problems. So
I just they tell you all their problems today. We went from people where they killed our journalists, people they rate American life like that. Hey, America, America. They just swapped, or they are going to swap a criminal for Americans. They are now dealing with the alleged killers of the American journalist who is of Saudi Arabian origins, right? So they have their own issues. For our second story, I told you that now they're embracing nuclear energy. They say nuclear energy is now green. Why are they doing that? Because of Russia-Ukraine war. Russia-Ukraine war has made energy really expensive. Diesel prices are through the roof. It's harder and harder to power electricity everywhere. They're dealing with their own issues. So they shouldn't have to deal with their own issues and come and also worry about some despot in Africa. That's up to you, the citizens. But I understand that, you know, Nigerian culture infantilizes quite a bit. So we don't let children, for instance, be adults. You know, by the time they're 18, you're still infantilizing them. When they're 16, you're still infantilizing them. 16 is a 16-year-old abroad is much more experienced, you know, than a 16-year-old here, because here we're keeping them inside house. And, you know, and that keeping inside house don't mean say they don't know things. So it don't mean say they know they explore. It don't mean say they know they see things. It just means say they hide down from you. We infantilize and infantilize till the point where a national youth leader will be a 50-something-year-old and they will be saying, you know, the great youth, they're representing us, the youth. Who is the youth? 50-something-year-old man or woman. You know? It's up to us. It's up to the citizens of the country to say enough is enough. It's up to the citizens of the country to say, oh, I'm going to... Madam, you're standing in front of my camera. So all of everybody is watching you now. You just saw, if you were watching us, you just saw our studio our studio cleaner. She's distributing stuff and she forgot that the cameras were live. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of the things that you expect the West to come and help you do, they expect that you will do it yourself as citizens who have signed a social contract with your leaders. Now, when water pass Gary, like Togates, answers, then Western nations can begin to say, okay, let's sanction the leaders that are in charge here. And they do that. They'll shut down your assets that you have in their country. If you have stolen money and you have saved it there, they shut it down. If you have not stolen but you still have some assets there, they close it. They make sure you can't travel, which is why a lot of the elections recently have been relatively peaceful, comparatively peaceful, because the leaders are often told, if there's violence during these elections, we know we'll give you visa to come America. We know we'll give you visa to come UK. These are the kind of things that they can do, because they also don't want to do like carpet sanctions that will hurt you, who is a citizen, who is not in power, you know, who is just unfortunate enough to have terrible leaders. That's what happened to Zimbabwe. That's why Zimbabwe is struggling till today, because of carpet sanctions. So now they figured out how to just target the leaders in charge, their family members, their friends, you know, the way they're doing with Russia now with this Ukraine war. But Russia's one is a bit more carpet than the typical sanctions that the rest of the West now imposes. I don't know, that comment from that guy, I've heard it quite a bit, so I needed to address it. We need to change how we think about these things. Let me go to WhatsApp real quick, where we've got some comments. Here is Oluyinka Paul from Alakuko, who says, Sandra, I hope that young American basketballer will be freed soon. And Oluyinka Paul from Alakuko says it's his birthday today. Happy birthday to you, Paul. Sandra, oh, please, is Nigeria third or fourth world country? All that the West is doing is in their own interests. It's only Africa that have not defined what they want. That's Annie in Ottawa with that question and message. We are a developing country. They don't need to call it third world and first world anymore, because that's derogatory. But we are developing, you know, the indices of a developing country. You're not industrialized, and Nigeria is largely under-industrialized. So we are a developing country. Here's a message from Ken in Abado, who says, the gas line that's going from south-south to Europe, the proceeds will be mismanaged by the political elites, leaving the locals in poverty. Some riverine communities will not have gas, electricity, good roads, etc. for the next 20 years because of neglect. K.
can. Thank you for your message. We've got this one here from Ben. Ben and Anthony says, Sandra, I'm pro-American. I love Biden. I love basketball so much. I urge Russia to quickly swap our basketball star, Brittany Griner, ASAP. Henry from Ejigbo, I think I've read a message from you before, so let me read somebody else's message. Here is one from Mike Ocho. Mike Ocho says, the present economy is better than the former economy right now. A lot of economies around the world are having difficulty. That is to show that Mr. President has been doing perfectly fine. So, Sandra, with this achievement, I can assure you that my party, APC, will win the 2023 coming elections. Mike Ocho, I'm happy for you, but we're not talking about Nigeria's economy. So I wonder, you know, from where to where. Richard in Lagos says, I'd like to ask, has the USA officially slipped into recession? Because I'm hearing that their GDP has contracted twice this year. Is this true? Some reports say there are fears that they will. Others say they have with these latest GDP figures. They haven't yet, but there are fears that they will slip into another recession. But the thing about America is the Democrats are often better equipped to handle their recessions than the Republicans are. You know, whenever there's economic crisis, financial crisis, the Democrats are the best ones to handle it. Whenever there's a war, the Republicans are the best ones to handle it. You know, and it also so happens that you know, whenever a Republican leaves office, you tend to have like serious economic wahala in America that a Democrat then has to come and fix. If you look at the trends, if you look at the history, it typically goes in this way. But, you know, if they do go into recession, we'll talk about it on Friday at 3 o'clock. That's all the time I have for the show today. Thank you so much for keeping me company and talking to me about these issues. I know that we all want to talk about what happened at that Catholic church in Ijesha here in Lagos. I will talk about it with you on Monday at 3 p.m. It's going to be one of our big weekend stories. I will appeal to the Lagos State Government, to the Nigerian Police Force, to ensure that things like this do not happen. It is simply ridiculous for thugs to be able to walk into a church and snatch electoral devices that will register people to vote. It simply should not be happening in a city that calls itself a mega city. It simply should not be happening in a city that claims to be a 21st century city. It simply shouldn't happen. So I do hope that the culprits are found. I do hope that we don't hear stories like this again, but we will talk about it in detail on Monday. We'll have more details by then. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili on social media, S Ezekwesili everywhere. Those were your hard facts, Lagos. Good night.